Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District's newly designed website that aims to be more accessible and responsive is scheduled to go live this week. And this news follows years of work and design on it. In January, the district wanted the community to preview the website with its soft rollout in order to generate feedback on the look and its design. Each page is a teal-colored bar in the top banner with an online website feedback link at the top right of the page. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District's Director of Communications, Community and Government Affairs, Peggy Erkenev, told KSRM.
We have a new website. It's been a soft rollout for about a month and a half, and it is going 100% live on Friday. So the curtain will close on our current website that we've had for about 12 years now. And we think we've got all the links working, so people should not have any trouble finding the places they regularly go. We've had great feedback that we've incorporated. And I want to give a shout out. It's been a huge lift to create and build this new site because we've done it internally, and we've got an amazing team in our own information services. And I can't tell you how many tens and tens of thousands of documents we've had to clean up and streamline. And this is a huge project that's been a couple-year project. So Friday, it's completely live and the old website disappears.
Superintendent Clayton Holland previously told KSRM that this new website will look like schools pages.
Yeah, it'd be very similar. I think the main difference on that is we've had so many links and so many things over the years added to our old webpage, and just determining what's relevant anymore, what we need to keep, what works. It's linked to countless documents and things from board meetings and from going way back. So just that time to really, pare it down and get it in line to where we need it to be.
Governor Mike Dunleavy introduced three bills which are intended to address several public safety issues in Alaska. The three pieces of legislation focus on statutory changes in sex trafficking, victim protection, and sex offenses by putting people first and making Alaska safer. The three bills are a portion of Governor Dunleavy's People First Initiative. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Jim Cockrell.
These three pieces of critical legislation, without a doubt, will provide Alaska law enforcement professionals with the additional tools to keep our state safe and protect our victims. Governor Dunleavy has been committed since taking office in providing law enforcement, prosecutors, and judges with the resources and tools that they need to hold anyone that victimized Alaska accountable for their dreadful actions. While crime rates are declining across the board in Alaska, bucking the national trend in some categories, we still have a lot of work to do as a state to protect our helpless. These new criminal statutes will make massive achievements in this effort, from strengthening penalties to ensuring the victims have a voice in our criminal process. These bills touch several areas that we have lacked in for decades. The Department of Public Safety looks forward to working with the governor, attorney general, and the legislature to help pass these critical bills this year.
The sex trafficking bill provides a new offense series and sentencing that classifies sex trafficking as a crime against a person and amends the conduct criminalized to address how trafficking occurs. The victim protection bill makes multiple changes to protect Alaska's crime victims, requiring the defendant to give the prosecutor 48 hours notice of a request to modify bail. The sex offenses bill creates a Class C felony offense for the sexual contact where there is no force or the threat of force. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.